This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Righty, so I think it's just mixing it, getting weak ground balls, especially with the split because of how well today the four seam was playing. So I think it's a combination of a lot of things. His ability to read swings and adjust on the fly when he's looking at what hitters and lineups are trying to do to him, and we're seeing some really good results.
Manny?
I don't think we saw a stretch like this from Pete Alonso last season, maybe in the playoffs towards the end. What are you seeing differently from him now at the plate as opposed to what you saw from him last year?
He's locked in. He's got conviction. He's got a plan. He's executing it. You know, you're right. I don't think we saw this version last year, maybe towards the end and definitely in the playoff. But, I think right now he's got conviction. He's dictating at bats. He's ready for his pitches. He's not missing them. And he's taking his walk when they don't want to pitch to him. So he's a dangerous hitter.
And just Edwin Diaz, I know that by the second batter, he started touching 97 on his velocity, but his first batter was sitting around 93, 92. Is that just a matter of him warming up a little bit?
I saw the same thing, and I asked Hef right away. I was like, is he okay? Because I saw 92, 93. It's like, but it seems like the past two, three outings, that first batter, when he comes out of that bullpen, the velo is usually somewhere around 93, 94, and then we see the 97s and the 98. Physically, he's fine. So I think this is a small adjustment. If we feel like he needs to make one, he continues to get the job done.
Carlos, just to clarify, do you think Mark felt it on the leaping catch or on the next play, like you said, with the next
I think batter? It was the next play, you know, right after he made that play, so that catch.
Andrew?
I know the pitching staff on the whole has performed really well, but what has Kodai meant to you guys now, three starts without giving up an earned run?
What people saw here in 2023, a guy that's going to take the baseball and he's going to give you a chance every night, you know, and it doesn't matter who we're facing. As far as like if they got an ace, we feel good about our chances when he takes the ball. And that's what you're looking for. That's what you want. You know, is someone that's going to match the best of the best. When he's healthy and feeling good, you guys seen it in the past and we've seen it right now this early on.
AJ Minter just seemed to not have much command today. What did you see from him today?
Yeah, I think a little off. I thought that leadoff batter, Baker, I think he was trying to go in and off and walked him. And then he kind of lost it a little bit. But look, the experience, a guy that's been there before, done that, not giving in, continuing to make pitches when needed, and he got out of it. You know, this is a guy that, like I said, he's used to pitch on high leverage, and today that was the case. On a day where he probably will say that he didn't feel his best as far as like commanding the baseball, he was able to get that third out without giving on a run.
On the left.
Hector Bochan with Latino Sports. Carlos, you saw today from Juan Soto getting two hits come through with that RBI. Met fans showed up to the park, specifically online, to support Juan Soto. Can you just let those fans know how does it feel to know that your fan base are willing to buy a ticket but also go to war with the guys on the field?
Feels really good. Feels amazing. And that's, you know, it's a good feeling knowing that the ballpark is going to be packed and the fan base is going to be right behind you. And not only we're feeling it, the other team is feeling it. You know, you could see that guy on the mound from the other team, the dugout. I mean, it's an environment that people probably don't want to come over here, you know, and that's what you want. It's great, like I said, and that's why they're the best fans.
Abby?
That Brady stepped in pretty seamlessly after Vientos left. Just what'd you think of that play that he made throwing home and just how much it seemed like that gave you guys a little bit of a momentum boost?
Yeah. For him to catch the baseball first, set his feet, and make a good throw to home plate. You know, obviously, Louis making the tag, but that's an easy play where if you're trying to be too quick, you know, it's not an easy one, you know. So, came in ready to go, and sure enough, got tested, got the job done. Good at bat again against a lefty. But that play in particular, you know, I thought he did a really good job there.
Andrew.
And what did you make of that play from Lindor there to end the eighth inning?
You know, this is an elite player doing elite things on the baseball field, not only on both sides of the play. You know, on a day where yesterday he hits a homer, you know, they walk off homer, and today he's not doing much offensively. He goes out there and helps the team win a baseball game because of that play. You know, that ball gets through, it's probably a tie game, and who knows what happened after that. Not only to get to that ball, to be able to set his feet, knowing who's running, who's getting down the line, and to be able to finish a play like that with ease, I think he made it look a lot easier than what that play was.